Mrs. Tremblay was my best customer. I just deleted her from my computer. It feels like I deleted her life.
I have a feeling that you'll see her again someday. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Now, before we get to our story today, I want to take you to the very last book of the Bible. Do you know what it's called? That's right, the book of Revelation. In chapter 21, there's a description of heaven, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty cool. Here's some of what it says in verse 22. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Our story today is called Deleting Mrs. Tremblay. Willow swallowed hard. Ever since Dad had helped her set up her paper route accounts on the computer, she had tried to keep them up to date. But now, she appeared anything but businesslike as her finger hovered over the delete key. The account on the computer screen was that of one of her customers, Mrs. Tremblay. The name glowed with a special brightness, or so it seemed to Willow. As she stared at it, she tried hard not to cry. Mrs. Elizabeth C. Tremblay, 288 Fox Street, Ferris, Iowa, Willow murmured. She swallowed again and then punched the key. The computer screen went blank for a moment and then returned to the homepage. The account was gone forever, just like Mrs. Tremblay. A tear slid down Willow's cheek as Mom came into the room. Oh, honey, what's wrong? Asked Mom. Willow gulped. I erased Mrs. Tremblay. She gestured toward the computer as she brushed a tear away with the back of her hand. I feel so sad about it, Mom. She was the nicest person on my paper route. Mom nodded. Mrs. Tremblay had been a real friend to Willow, but the kind elderly lady had died of a heart attack a couple weeks earlier. When I pushed the delete button, I felt like I was erasing Mrs. Tremblay's life, added Willow faintly. Yes, you told me Mrs. Tremblay was a Christian, didn't you? Asked Mom. Willow nodded. She said she accepted Jesus when she was a little girl. Then Mrs. Tremblay is safe with the Lord, Mom said. Her name is written in the Book of Life, and it will never be deleted. Mom gave Willow a hug. You deleted Mrs. Tremblay's name from the computer, but no one will ever erase her name from God's records. I know, Willow smiled as she thought about it. She sighed, but she felt a bit better. I'm glad, and I know I'll see Mrs. Tremblay again someday, because my name is written in God's book, too. So how about you? Is your name written in God's record book, the Book of Life? If it is, it will never be erased. Do you trust Jesus as your Savior? If you do, your name is written in the Book of Life, and you will have eternal life with God someday. If not, see the ABCs of Salvation on page 109 of the Keys for Kids print devotional, and then decide whether you want Him to be your Savior today. Our key verse, Revelation 21:27. Nothing impure will ever enter heaven, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And our key thought today, those who trust Jesus have eternal life. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.